This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
47.5 on these niggas.
Just had to make sure I was at the top, you feel me?
When's the last time y'all listened to Lil Wayne Show Me What You Got?
Oh my God.
It's been far too long.
Yo, hold on.
You heard that verse made Jay-Z take a long walk?
Yeah. Question himself. Yeah, it's crazy. Is that like a little interview?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Jay-Z told me.
Defense.
Man.
G, 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 G. Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Get the fuck up.
Rise and shine. Oh, my God. Wake up. Thank God I don't have to edit that. This is the audio exclusive.
You can't watch this nowhere.
You don't even know who we are. We just in your dome. You don't even know what I'm wearing right now, you freak.
Rise and shine.
Know what I'm talking about?
Y'all know what this is.
These niggas don't understand, man.
Good morning.
Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE.
It's crazy.
Recording at our base.
At the crib.
At the crib. I have no shoes on right now. Bro, my fucking toes are up.
I got them.
That's where we at right now.
House got closing.
The toes is out. Just to let y'all know. Woo, I'm a man of respect. I'm not recording in bare feet and not tell you that's what's going on. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. Cartier J.
Woo. You can't see it, but you still feel it.
Yeah, man.
How was your birthday, brother?
I was getting to that. You feel me?
Oh.
Can't see y'all. They didn't see it on the news. Your boy's been on this earth for 27 years.
Ooh.
How many months is that? How many days is that?
No, we're not doing that.
That's like, yo.
Are we counting leap years?
Are we going to Google that? We can Google it. Nah, we just get out the calculator.
Fuck that.
Man. 324 months.
324 months?
Yeah. How old are you, nigga?
27.
Are you?
27?
That's a sick age.
I'm a, yo,
a,
yeah, yo, like that
that's
number.
A 27?
Like yeah.
You sound sharp.
27.
Sing! You know?
Like, I know my shit. Like, I've been here some time. Like,
yeah. Can't sun me no more.
Yeah, like, nah, that's done. I'm 27 now.
It's almost 10,000.
Once you hear the seven, it's like, all right, this guy's made it to, like, non-fuckable mode.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
It was cool. I was in Montreal.
Jeez. Montreal.
Yeah.
Man.
Y'all niggas need to paint the roads. There's no lanes, nigga. You're just driving, guess the whole time, and just like wait for someone to honk at you. And that's when you know, okay, I'm fucking up. Wrong. This nigga, what? You made the B Baby train the building?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You try to make a right turn on a red light?
I did.
And they don't believe in that out there.
Yeah.
They don't believe in it,
nigga.
I'm pretty sure I
stop.
Did that
you
out
gotta
there.
You got to stop. No. I've done it a couple times.
Though. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did that unknowingly.
Somebody honked at me in French, nigga.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
The horn just sounded a little bit, the tone was a little bit off.
I know what you're talking about.
You heard a French horn. It was definitely was French. Yeah. That was the front.
Definitely had a Z. So crazy shit.
Spencer, so
nigga, that's the only time
a
horn started me. Yeah, I was like, damn, nigga,
it's a classy hump.
Sorry,
nigga.
I don't think they stop for ambulances either.
Hey, damn, them niggas just do what they want, to be real with you.
They don't stop right
now. Bro, they want to be, yeah, Quebec bro. Wants to be his own country. And I was there, I'm like, yo, honestly? Yeah, might as well, nigga.
Yeah, nah,
very honestly, different out there, but I liked it, man. They got food out that bitch.
Yeah, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got some food in that bitch.
They got some food up in there.
Man, gain 80 pounds, 100%.
I don't understand. Like, it's, I feel like Montreal is still a very low-key city, but it's not as sure. loud. But, like, they're yeah. known for, like, some really good food, some really good spots. And I feel like, give it a couple more summers and Montreal is really going to be the spot.
Mm. Yo, it's really politics is one drink.
Yeah, it's popping.
Yeah.
It's
popping. Every rapper talks about it when they come here. It's just like, even if they're not.
Comedians, nigga. Yeah. They got GFL Festival over there.
It's crazy. Mm, Montreal it's crazy. Is really sick. It, I, yeah. yeah.
My man Shell's in the building.
Ooh.
Chocolate one is here.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building. Yes. Yo,
you know what time it is.
We got a special guest in the building. It's not about me.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about me, though.
Yummy the yummy.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. It's so different doing the audio.
They had audio exclusives. You could slouch and shit.
Yeah.
I could, bro, my posture is fucked.
Yo. Yeah.
I could not record this.
I've been going to a chiropractor.
So you know what's crazy?
To sit up.
I was about to talk about that.
Figure it out.
How's your posture been, Tommy?
Yeah.
It's been better.
Start with that.
It's been better.
It's been better.
It's been better. I still slouch.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
I like that.
That's all it is.
You're going in the right direction. Shells, what you about to say?
Just like realignment and shit. And like, there's like certain surgeries, not surgeries, but like there's practices and like go to the chiropractor and shit. I might do that shit. Apparently it hurts a lot though.
Nah.
What, doesn't? To like,
it doesn't hurt
to
at all.
To like snap your shit back in place?
Yeah.
Twist you off and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I'll never do that.
Like, it's more so like, quick jabs, but it's nothing like,
bro, they're twisted. You ever see the vids?
She did my neck. She did my
bro,
neck.
Bro, they're like, they basically,
bro, I know.
They're one notch down from breaking your fucking
neck. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yo, she,
they know just how to do it, but like.
I was like, okay, you can do it. Cause I've always been like, yo, I'm positive you can kill me. Like, I don't want to die that way.
Yeah, I know, straight face.
So she's like, no, I got you. She's like, I won't kill you. So she like did it and it felt amazing. I would say like from my right side of my face to my left side of my face, all just cracked. And I was like, this is different.
Your face cracked?
My entire face is cracked.
Really?
For our audio listeners, nah. Tommy's eyes are open very wide when he said that.
Where if you feel these eyes right now, brother, they're wide.
Yeah.
Yo, they're like,
tell me where
I can
you
throw
went.
A tennis ball.
I'll send you my link.
Yeah, please. I need
she's
to do
pretty
that.
Sick. She's really sick.
She's a sneeze away from ending your life.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? Like,
you gotta live on the edge, brother.
Yeah, man. You do sometimes.
I'm living on the edge, nigga. My back always hurts.
Yeah, you're wild.
That's the fucking edge, nigga. But I can't go any further right than this, nigga. This shit hurts.
That's the thing. Like, not feeling the pain, like, not my neck not bothering me, and like, I feel like I'm standing straight and shit. Everything feels, if it's different air, brother. It's different air up in the south.
I just have to acknowledge how fucking grown this conversation is. Yeah, I feel 27, nigga. Yeah.
Yo, I'm like into it. Sick.
I'm not even leaning back, nigga. Yo, so your back feels good now.
Yo, my back feels
sick. That's fucking crazy,
bro.
To me.
That's important.
Like, I don't know a life. I don't remember a life.
Yo, she checked my leg and she was like, yo, your left leg is shorter than your right leg. And I was like, that makes no sense. But she's like, how your pelvic, this is a very grown man conversation.
Yo, and we're tapping.
So your pelvic muscle.
Your pelvic.
So on a slight degree.
I was slouching my left side.
To the pelvic. Come
my
on.
Left side. My left side was slightly risen because I slouch a lot. So she's like, yo, stop slouching. You'll figure shit out. Bro, standing up straight, she like realigned it a bit. So she stretched it back out. I stand up straight. I'm like, yo, this is what it feels like to be 6 feet tall.
Let me.
I'm not worried about
anything. How many, you grew?
Yo, 100%. I'm 6 feet.
Wow.
Where were you before?
5'11"-ish.
Yeah, no, you're definitely so that.
If you said,
oh, that's
6 feet. Still,
I was gonna say
I'd round up.
There's no, it doesn't.
Especially if I was like shorter. If I'm like, I'm 5 feet.
I'm 6 feet.
If I'm 5'5". I'm 6.
I'm 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me feet. I'm not.
Yo, you know what?
You about a check, nigga? You're not about a check right now.
Go Google my name. Google my name.
I mean, like, if I'm short and I'm like, yo.
That nigga just
clearly 5'3", but I'm like, yeah.
Bro, if you...
I can check.
You're not going to check?
Nah, I was going to say that we're watching the Raptors game to begin with this, and I'm like, yo, they're going to catch up. It's fucking 86-85. It's crazy.
Ooh.
Caught up.
They have, these guys haven't scored, the Pacers.
Idiots.
Look at that.
Let's get it.
The boys are hungry.
Man. That's crazy. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm slouching again.
Yeah, I'm slouching. I just go right back to it. It's fucked.
That's how. Yo, but it's good that you're noticing it, though.
It feels better to slouch than it is to stand up. That's facts. How I know I'm fucked. That's how I know I'm in a dark place.
Yeah, because your back's used to it.
Yeah, it's destined for me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yo, like, not, tell me, I mean, fuck. It's not fucked. It's just what I see. What? It's what I see. Fuck off. You know what I'm saying? But
it sounds like it's going to be fucked.
Sounds.
Yep.
No, but so okay, I'll just be walking in the mall or some shit, and I see some old folk. You feel me? Okay.
Yeah. They got the
with they back just like damn near a U shape.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's
and I'm like, at. I'm going. That's there, somewhere bro. I see. I'm like, yeah. Yo, if I don't fix fucking
bro, this should be shaped like a J, nigga. Yeah, like an upside down J.
Yeah, okay. No. I'm like, if your butt now,
that shit looks like it hurts.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the candy cane backs.
Yo, my posture's straight.
Every time I see it, bro.
Yeah,
I didn't know if it was fucked, but it's just like, you know, you lived your life. You had your choices. You saw someone else like that, and you say, yo, fuck all that. Nah, you slouch.
Yeah,
so I'm trying good to get now.
Talking a real spill right
trying
there.
To stay like this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yo, all you have in that, all you, fuck,
I'm gonna
man.
Go to
all
that.
You have is now with your posture. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sit straight.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
I might need to get that, the back shit that Wally got. I might need to get that.
Yeah, that shit
the
help.
Back brace?
Yeah, the back brace. I might
this
need
the, this is straight.
Creative,
this
is
the back chat, man.
This the back chat.
Talking to the back chat.
Hey, Connor, Young G.
We care about our bats over here.
We want y'all to take care of our bats.
We're all going to buy one. Let's have a fucking...
No, you guys are going to
random order our brace?
Yeah.
You guys are going to see our spines?
Straight.
Yo, bro, if
you
the
see
strength
me
is going to be
I'm
crazy.
A little bit taller?
Don't, yeah.
Just
you know why.
Yeah. Yo, I just can't wait for...
Every episode is just like... We're straighter and shit.
Someone's going to watch this and be like, yo, I thought I was going to hear jokes.
Wait, isn't this a comedy podcast?
Now we're about life. Bad
that's up. How I found it.
The pivot is happening. We're talking lifestyle choices now.
John, what are you listening to?
Technically, put the shit in the lifestyles.
Yeah.
We're
inspirational.
Yeah. We're talking spines out here.
The health and safety, man. Health and fitness.
What are you listening
actually,
to?
That's actually pretty fucking.
I don't know.
Talk about everything.
You know what are these black gentlemen talking about?
Mom, you know, I really don't fucking know.
Bro, the thing is, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm 27.
Yeah. I mean, care about your backs, bro.
Not for
real. Stretching too, man. When I started playing ball a little more and started stretching, I'm like, yo, this is nice.
Yo,
this is a nice.
Bro,
stretch.
It's been a minute.
I see niggas touch the court and they don't stretch.
Yeah,
and I feel it for them. I know, like, bro, you might have a great game tonight. You're not gonna have a great game tomorrow morning.
I'm gonna keep it G real though.
You're laying down all day tomorrow.
I'm gonna keep it a buck 50 with y'all.
All right, please do.
Sometimes I don't really like stretching because you know what I'm saying, you in your ball gear. Sometimes it be really light material, so it don't absorb the sweat and stink. So sometimes I would be doing certain stretches to expose the snakes. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you stretching before you bought it? Or?
Yeah, before I get onto the coat.
Okay.
This you trying to see your ass stink?
No. I'm just saying, sometimes it's awkward because I'll be stretching.
I'm confused, brother.
I'll be stretching, please. And I'll do certain stretches to stretch like your hamstrings and shit, like your legs and all that, and like your glutes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, oh fuck, like my prints out, like I can't do that.
Oh yeah,
you
know?
yeah.
You gotta go size up.
Yeah, you gotta go in the prints out. Still, you know. So it's like some people aren't aware of it. I'm like, yo, come on.
I don't know. Like, yo, personally, like nowadays, I just be on some. Yeah, this is my.
That's the print.
Personally, like you know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, like it's the human body, man. Like, a lot of us got dicks, a lot of us got vaginas. Like, it just is what it is, bro. Like,
but you know where the
I'm not really concerned about my newness these days because it's just it's just human nature.
You're almost 27 now.
I'm almost 27.
I'm only 25, so
you don't do that yet.
I don't do that. I don't understand that yet.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh fuck, nah, man. I'm very cautious about the print.
It's because of print flexor. Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't know you're a print flexor.
Sometimes I'm a print flexor. You feel me? Like,
yo, nah, that shit's just—it's too funny to me. I'm just like, yo, if I know, I'm like, okay, I see it, someone else sees it. Let's solve this problem.
Yeah. I mean, look, I tried to take precautional measures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's a word, but you know, if it happens, I ain't embarrassed. Yo,
just go into a changing room.
Oh yeah, if I'm lifting a box lifts my shirt a little bit.
That's fine. But it's just like, yeah, certain stretches, I'm like, yeah, nah, I can't even do that one here. So.
I feel.
Yeah.
You got to do that in the whip.
Yeah, I got to do that. Got to do that in the trunk still. Man. Find another place for that, you know?
You're straight, yo. He's in the trunk.
Yeah. I'm here. My prince just flexing right now.
But
I feel the funniest time, one point of my life that was very funny was my LA Fitness time when I was just going to the gym on the regular and just seeing these guys that just did not care about shit. I'm like, yo, your cock is out, sir.
Yo.
Like, and you're walking around and this is a room full of people.
Yeah.
Yo, the thing is, I get it.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah. You have the towel in your hand. You can literally right? just.
The towel's over your shoulder, right? Boss.
Bro.
Like, there's really no need.
You know when
for
they put
it.
A towel over the fucking locker door? Yeah. It's like, bro, now you're like, come yo, on,
you,
bro.
You don't have. You can be naked. You don't have to be naked, though.
The thing is,
though. This is an option. You don't have to be naked.
I get it.
But have you had yo, maybe when I'm 37?
The no, thing is, seven, no. I could really see Tommy and Shells being those type of guys.
Nah,
when you guys are super old, I could see you guys. Yo. Tommy more, but Shells was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Shells came out. I'm like, Sheldon?
Man. Nah, man.
Yo, man, nah. Trey.
What up, man? Bring it in.
What was Shells' nickname? Smooth?
Hey, Jay Smooth.
Oh, my God.
Jay Smooth.
You're wildin', you're wildin'.
Yeah, hey, see what I call you Smooth, man.
Hell,
it's the dick chat now. You know what I'm
saying? Let's go to the sex.
Now we're getting out of lifestyle.
We're hitting every genre, so this episode just takes over.
Shout out V. Drop a bomb. That's a personal preference, you dig? Jay Smooth.
Oh,
Nah, I can't.
I just can't.
That's not my style.
If we having a grown man podcast chat, y'all niggas don't want to go there with us. Y'all going to relate too much.
Wait, look, y'all go get me a shot on a human level.
A raccoon has fur.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bro, we get furry. Everyone gets furry. Everyone gets furry. What?
It's true.
Whoever's about to flag this is furry too. Or you're going to be furry at one point in your life. Why are we blocking this shit out?
You got fur on your head.
You gotta get rid of it sometimes.
You got fur on your head.
Clean up.
Yo, you not lying, bro. Like, you're filming.
Bro,
you
what
not
are we?
Lying,
what? Because
you are tapped in, bro.
Bro,
there's products out there. Somebody out there knows that we all get furry sometimes. Like, what's up?
The ladies.
Trevon happens to
they don't laugh.
I tried that shit, but I haven't
done that in a minute. No, so I've done it before.
No, you had all successful runs?
Yeah, I've had successful
it's
runs.
It's been
all
a minute.
It? I read the instructions like three times.
Yeah, okay, thoroughly.
Yeah. I set a timer on my phone. I don't do anything.
Bro,
I sit there and I wait.
It's like a scientist, nigga.
Yo, clean it up because, bro, it's just that's a sensitive area, my nigga. Like,
at that point,
you know what I'm saying?
When I'm at that stage of just applying, bro, I'm just in the mirror just looking at myself. Like, no phone, no Twitter. I'm just 20.
Not a joke.
5 minutes, I'm just there.
25
like,
minutes?
No, not 25. Whoa. I haven't used it in a minute. What is it, like, seven?
7 minutes, my nigga. 7 minutes.
I haven't memorized.
Must be must be
the thickness.
So,
this is why I stopped.
So that was the last time I did it.
But yo, that whole time you're just no phone, no Twitter. I'm just waiting. I'm just like, yo, is it time to hop in the shower yet? Like, yo, man, Bregin.
Yeah, bro, I washed it off at 7 minutes and 3 seconds one time.
Oh my.
I don't think the fucking instructions are bold enough.
Take it off at 6:59.
All caps, all bold, everything. Like, yo.
7 minutes.
Exactly. 6 minutes and 59 seconds. Nigga, start, bro. Turn on the water.
The last 59
should leave your body,
bro,
at 7 minutes.
I was uncomfortable, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never gone to those measures.
Bro, the results, though?
Yeah.
The results. It looked exactly like
Holy
the thing on the bottle.
Fuck.
Oh, and it makes you feel like a whole new man.
Trust me.
You don't move different when you're just everywhere. You're bald ego mode?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys move different.
Bro, I'm a
clean
infant.
Haircut?
I'm back to infant stage.
A clean face?
I'm here, dude. That's how I came to the world.
Yeah, I might be missing this in my life.
Bro, man. I'm...
So what?
I've never done this.
Bro, you need to tap in, bro.
Yo, trust me.
Tap in, bro.
Trust me.
I never steer you wrong.
You just got to do it once in your life. You got to do it once in your life.
Tap in, bro.
And it's a little bit of expensive cop. So every time I coughed it, I'm like, I got to finish.
Yeah.
I got to dun this water.
Yeah, I'll try it out. I'll see what it's all about.
Trust me.
And then report back.
Yeah. I mean, this has to be one of the best podcasts if someone is actually using it right now.
They said 7 minutes.
Imagine listening to this while V'ing up, and then you just hear, like, "Yo, we talking about V." I was like, "Yo, what?
Yo, what?
Yo,
Honestly,
just blocking all cameras.
I think that would put a smile on my face, to be honest. Yeah. Like, yo, but that's crazy.
Yeah, these guys are.
That's when I just stop and go leave a good, like, an good amazing review.
Review five stars.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Bro, boom, comment, I can't even tell podcast. You how I connected with these guys.
I always thought I was alone until I heard this.
I'd tell you, but my comment might get fucking flagged.
Yeah. Yo, be like that, man. Be like that.
It's funny because, like, I never know what to say. Like, whenever someone says, oh, what's your podcast about? I'm like, yo, I don't know.
I don't.
Man. Honestly, it's just
literally called Random Order. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
So it's called Random Order, yeah. Right?
Just kind of talking a little.
And the thing is, like, normally I'd be like, oh, it's about everything and nothing. But, like, I feel like that doesn't sell it. I feel like that downplays it. But, like, that's just as honest as I could tell you, bro. It's about everything and nothing, bro. Like, really, a lot of time.
We don't focus on that much shit, really.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah.
Besides maybe basketball. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to talk about.
That's the most constant thing we talk about.
I didn't know I was going to talk about
posture. Nah, basketball and music.
Music, yeah.
We talk about music and basketball.
And we talk about, like, our past, too. Like, the childhood. Yeah, we talk about that a lot.
Yeah, Birdman.
Birdman.
Then
it gets a little
Birdman.
Crazy. I think we're just some guys that are stuck in the 2000s, you know? We don't really want to quite give it up. Yeah, yeah, low key.
I want to be that old guy, yeah. Oh, 100%.
I'm hating on the new niggas, bro.
Last episode, you're like, man, music's just not the same.
Yeah,
I was like, bro, we became those guys.
We agree. Oh, that's why you bit your lip. I was like, why is he biting his lip right now and closing his eyes? Makes sense. Crush a piece of paper and show. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Yo, let me tell you something, man. Like, life, I used to always think about, like, I used to watch my uncles and shit and be like, bro, how did you get like that?
Yeah.
Bro, it's just, you get like that, bro. It's just, you can't fight it. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you just got to take care of yourself. I feel like,
you know what I'm saying?
We're more aware of a lot of things now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the generations that come, you guys are going to be wavy. You guys are going to understand, like, yo, take care of your skin, because you guys are going to see it all happen to us.
Oh, put you guys on game. Oh,
yeah. Pay attention to us.
Yo, listen to the pod and, like, you'll get the tips.
Yeah.
Life tips.
That's literally
27 now, nigga. So
all the shit, like, we're just built up with just the shit you learn. And then all you do is you just spill it out through conversation you don't even know you're having and drop gems.
Also, that's so it's an educational.
Yeah, it's educational. They're not there.
Educational.
I'd put in that category.
We figured out the genre, lifestyle and educational.
Yeah.
Comedy.
So that's what we're getting at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Tommy, how you actually been though?
What's up with you,
bro? I've been chilling. It's different not having my shoes on, but I still have my jacket on. Because I don't know why it's so damn cold in your house. Trying to watch these Raptors win this game so we can win 12 straight.
Okay.
And then more about the lifestyle stuff. I've been trying to think about other things to do to make myself sicker. Like mentally.
Okay.
So I've been trying to do this yoga stuff. Oh, yeah, we talking lifestyle, brothers.
Don't stop, bro.
Because I'm also
talking yoga.
Because I'm also 27, so you know, lifestyle different. But I watched this. You know, Goop. So Gwyneth Paltrow has this, like, lifestyle brand called Goop.
Okay.
And they have this Netflix series called Goopland. Okay. Where they go try a bunch of different, like, therapies.
Oh shit, that's fire!
So I've been looking
very mature show.
Yeah, I watched this one episode about cold therapy.
Cold, like ice?
Yeah. So it's this Wim Hof method.
Okay.
And this guy pretty much used this method and was able to jump into, like, freezing cold water and withstand it and be able to swim through it and all that stuff.
Oh, me.
He's been able to get, like, viruses injected into him. And then come out clean after.
What?
Right, like wild stuff. So that's what
how
I was
you spell
watching.
That? Goop.
Wim Hof. It's just the Wim Hof is the method, but Goopland is on Netflix.
Yeah, okay, Goopland, like Goop.
Goopland.
Okay,
it's pretty wild. This one girl was like, she was having, like, I don't know what it's called, like, when you, like, have, like, a when you she had a baby and then she's always been afraid of her baby. Some RAM anxiety.
Afraid of her baby?
Yeah, like she's afraid of pregnancy and she has this, like, intense anxiety about her kid.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
She did the method and then she's been like,
I'm not scared of her baby no more.
Yeah, she's like, this is totally different for me. Right? It's wild. Yeah. So I'm looking at that and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to see what this is all about. It's literally just like it's like mind over matter, being able to deal with cold temperatures
mm-hmm.
and then using that same confidence you gain in life and committing.
So you about to jump in some cold water.
I'm about to jump in some cold water.
So all that.
So what you say? Yeah, pretty much to sum it up.
Yeah. Yo, at 27 years old, I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm going to the chiropractor.
About to take ice cold showers, bro.
I'm taking cold showers and going to chiropractors at 27.
Nah, I want to take ice baths. I want to start working on just taking ice baths. I feel like that just kind of freezes up your body and just gets you. It just like freezes your body when you're in a deep state already. You know, so it's like, yo, stay.
What's
like
the purpose?
That.
The actual purpose of it?
It wakes you up.
Inflammation, right?
Yeah, it helps inflammation. It wakes you up. It helps you concentrate better in the day.
It doesn't help your like body kind of restore type shit.
Yeah,
inflammation.
Oh, okay.
Like joints when you swell up and shit.
Oh, that's
so,
okay.
Cool. That's what that. So you saying inflammation means that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is.
I did it once. Still, like it wasn't an ice bath. It was like ice water.
Mm.
There was no ice in it. It was just like really cold water. It was like Good Life.
How'd you like it?
It was okay. It was rough.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get in?
I got in right away. I only stayed in for like a minute and then we went.
See, your body's going to go into shock and you're going to get out.
That was the whole thing.
You're going to need to just like ease yourself in there.
I just mentally prepared for it. Like, yo, so that's really cold. Put my toe in once, two times. You know
but that's what the man was saying. He's like, you got
to warm up to it. Your body has to warm up.
You do, but it's also like you got to get into it and be able to breathe into it. Because usually your body jumps into it, everything spikes up. So it's like, yo, what the fuck are you putting me through?
So you'll probably just get the fuck out. Even though you had in mind like, yo, I'm about to go in this ice bath. Like, you gotta feel it.
Yo, mind over matter.
So like going to it slow is what you're saying?
Yeah, even in Kevin Hart's joint, when he talks about it, they always say like, yo, you gotta go in it slow and like, that's just how it is. Just a really pace yourself thing. But I want to do it. I just want to try like, all right, that's how it feels. Let me chill here, talk.
That's how I feel when I swim in the ocean. Nigga.
Yeah.
Once
a big ass ice
I mean, I don't swim in the ocean, but the ocean do be cold.
You don't swim in the ocean?
How do you know?
I can't swim, so I don't swim.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, I just be like, yeah, you're not like walking me. And shit. I never actually swim in the
ocean.
No. My feet touch the ground.
I'm never horizontal at the beach.
Nah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
In Costa Rica, we went surfing, and that was a terrible. I can't swim either.
Oh, like water sport. Yeah, I did water.
No, I almost died, so I'm just telling y'all never to do that.
Yeah, and I did water sports, though, and I couldn't swim with a life jacket.
You did what?
So in Costa Rica, they have like really good surf waves.
Okay.
So we all went surfing.
Ooh.
Didn't know the difference between low tide and high tide. So
I have a story for you.
I got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much didn't know where the board was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That same, that's similar thing happened to me in Costa Rica too, yo. I was out in the water and shit. Me and my girl were chilling and like, I'm going out, you know, trying to see where I can go. Yeah, whatever. And something just swept me, and all I know is like it was like just big toe, like I'm just like trying to catch it. I honestly thought I was gonna die because like my girl's getting further and further away from me. She thinks I'm like not as serious, like are you okay, like are you good? And I'm like, yo, no, like,
wait, you're on a fucking dive
I'm on my feet, but we just went out like far as we could go, like in time still standing.
Oh, you got grip.
Shit just took me. I thought I was gonna die out in Costa Rica. I was fucking so scared, bro. Like,
it's just strong.
I can't sleep, bro. Like,
yeah, life jacket.
No, we just went like to the beach, like just regular. Like,
I didn't have a life jacket. I was wild.
Yeah. I'd be on the sand.
Oh,
yeah, that was it. That was the last time I was on the sand. The water.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done.
Nah, you know what's crazy?
I'm a land mammal, nigga. I'd be on the land, nigga.
Yo, the thing is, it's cool being a funny guy, but it's just like sometimes
you gotta
people don't
be taking you serious.
You gotta know what to take a nigga serious.
That's what was happening because I was like doing dumb shit, like jumping in. Bro, she didn't know.
I'm telling you, that's why I come on this podcast and anyone that asks me, I'm like, yo, I am a guy that will tell you when I have 5 seconds left to live, like, yo, I'm choking right now. Yeah. You need to help me. Like, help me as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if there's some shit I can't explain, like, bro, if I'm surfing and I'm saying, yo, pull me out. There's no jokes going on out there. Like,
no jokes.
Bro, I don't joke in the water.
Yeah, I don't joke.
I've never told a joke in the water.
That's my one rule, bro. I don't joke in the water.
There's no jokes on the water. I don't even be smiling in the shower, nigga. Bro, serious shit. Water is serious.
I don't even fucking grin when I wash my hands.
Bro, water can kill you.
Straight face, bro. Fuck that.
It's a great resource, but you
smiling.
Bro, it's like electricity, nigga. It's like, you know, you respect electricity, you light your house, but you fuck with it.
Bro,
you're dead. No smiling with electricity either, nigga.
Yeah, nah.
Installing lights and shit, serious business.
Bro.
I always trip out when I'm plugging something into an outlet sometimes, just in case.
Yeah. I've seen sparks and shit. One time he shot me. as a little kid, don't let your kids plug shit in. I got electrocuted one
time. Don't let your
kids
I felt the buzz. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Really?
I better chill.
Even if you're lazy, even if you're lazy, don't let your kids plug it in.
Yo, there's this one time I remember I was plugging something in. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, okay, that's
what that was at a commercial.
Just looking at it, I'm like, oh, hold on. Realizing what's wrong, I'm like, yo, my hands wet. What I do? But yo, I was just still.
Just
I'm
caught,
like,
bro, the first time I put aluminum in the fucking microwave.
Yo, bro, I fucking pulled that. I'm like, okay,
red light,
dad.
You can't do that.
Yeah, nah, man.
How come we're not talking about this?
No, it's true.
There's bro, when you bought the microwave, should, yo, guys, one thing.
No
fucking dude. Ever. Nothing shiny.
There'd be a picture up right no beside shit, the mirror, like, yo, don't.
Nothing shiny.
Don't do that,
bro. I saw sparks and shit.
Bro.
Yo, there should be legends like tell you what you can and cannot put in a microwave.
Yeah, smart microwaves. When they see aluminum,
yeah,
do it. Yeah, wow, back then we didn't have no smart shit.
That's crazy. Everything was dumb as fuck.
Elon Musk, holla at me. We'll work on that together. Me and you, Elon.
Contact FOIE.ca. Hit me up.
Trying to get these microwaves out, man.
Bro, my microwave used to take fucking 40 minutes to warm up a hot dog.
Yo, yeah,
shit got so bad. Weak. But it was like,
yo, in the George
Foreman
grill,
like it was wooden too. Was it fucking wooden?
Yeah, but then days it would fucking break our plates, bro. We're just warming up bacon, and it would just be mad hot.
That's crazy.
Shatter.
You can actually control, like, well, maybe not that old of a microwave, but now you can control. Like,
yeah, not our time.
This like, was the wood grain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The wood grain.
No, we had one.
Never mind.
It was a wooden microwave.
Bro, it was a nice finish, though. It was a nice touch.
Yo, I had that. Still had those grains.
I'm about to Google wood grain.
Bro, oh my God.
It might be the only one.
You can't find it. Yeah, I'm about to say that.
Wood grain.
Bro.
Spot that out.
It would actually popped up wood grain.
That's hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, it'd be this shit.
Yeah, everyone starts with wood grain.
Right there.
Yeah.
The first picture?
Right yeah.
They look like it.
It's right you see fucking that there.
Everyone just searched wood grain microwaves.
That's the one. Yo, that's my fucking
microwave. That's it. Panasonic.
Panasonic bad, was bad. A 0.6 CU.
Damn, man. This the old boy
it's
right here.
Back.
Model NN4361A. Wow. Model NN4361A. Someone buy me that.
Send it
bro,
to the
my
PO
dad
box.
Refused to buy a new one though. He's just, yo, if it takes 40 minutes, take 40 minutes.
You know what would be crazy?
Where we at? Like, yo, that's the end of it.
Yo, for like nostalgic purposes, it'd be really wavy if like you were super up and then you got to design a room like all based on your childhood like living room. Like, you went out, got the same shit, hard. Something similar to, like, the couch. Because, like, look how we found that. I'm pretty sure we can find a similar, like, a new one or something like that.
Yeah.
Or in good condition. Just refill that whole room just with something you can go back and say, yo.
Mm. Yeah, we're at that age. We're doing that shit.
Oh, see what I'm saying? The grown man. Yeah. Welcome to the grown man cast. Is it host? Grown man try?
Yo,
we're the old niggas just stuck in our time.
We the grown man boys.
That's crazy. We actually like literally this whole podcast has been growing.
Welcome to Grown Man Order.
Putting y'all niggas in check. But
bro, it's a mature, immature podcast. Yeah. But mostly mature, actually.
Mostly mature, but like
sprinkle of immature.
Some things are just funny.
What are the Raptors saying right now?
The Raptors, they're
down 8 right now.
Down how much?
8.
Jeez, how much time?
140 to go, but they're getting physical, they're playing with their hearts right
That's
now.
That's cool, so. Kyle.
Okay.
Is that Trias?
Down 5.
You put loot down, Charles?
No. I'm out.
Oh, Charles is out. You missed it.
Yeah.
Uncle Tell him why you're out.
Yeah. All right.
So, if it's personal, never mind.
Look, man. All I'm gonna say is your Uncut Shells is cut. You know what I'm saying? Do not refer to me as Uncut Shells anymore.
Get it how you live.
You know, I just look. I had a great time. You know what I mean? It was a good 6 months full of ups and downs.
Yeah.
But yesterday was the breaking point for me personally.
Yeah.
You know,
you're feeling yourself a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a little risque with a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know,
you're feeling yourself to us.
It's crazy though, because I was trying to win the money for my brother's birthday. So it's like I had good intentions, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I wasn't just like a crazy fucking, you know,
or
gambling addict. No, I'm not finished, Trevon.
Or
gambling addict, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I wanted to win that, so I was going to give him everything. You know, his birthday's tomorrow. I was going to give him everything, but I didn't win it. So.
Now you got my teddy bear or some shit.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
I just
give him a firm dap, you know what I'm saying?
Take him up for
Remember
a
the game
chicken.
Last night?
Nah, he knows. I told him, I said, yo, I put a bet down. If I win, you have a sick birthday.
Wow.
If I lose.
Oh, he knew ahead of time?
Yeah, he knew ahead of time. Oh, yeah, yeah. He knew what time it was. He knows.
He kissed his teeth?
Probably the worst birthday gift.
Nah, he just like, yo, you know what happens? It is what it is. You know what I mean?
So you delete that. Do you delete the app before though? This is like what, your third time deleting it? Second time?
Or you just move it to the back page?
This is my second time deleting it.
Second time, yeah.
Move it to the back page.
It's done now still.
Actually, you're gonna come back.
I might no wait, 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 wait.
I don't know. Cause there's more words after
playoffs. Playoffs. I might come back. Playoffs. I might come back.
Yeah, you're gonna see something. You're gonna see a sick bet.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm so Uncle Shells.
Bro, say that to say it is. This is literally what it is.
Uncle Shells. I mean, playoff time. I may come back still because by then you kind of know
you're hanging
it's
up,
better. It's better. It's better.
Nah, you're gonna see a sick game.
Yeah.
You're gonna see a sick game. See the payout and be like,
playoffs,
say less.
Playoffs. What is that? April.
I've seen some wild payouts, bro.
Nah.
What's the minimum we could put down? You could put like $1.
$10 is the minimum, I believe.
But in some cases,
no. You could put the minimum you could put down is whatever, but the minimum that you could put into the app is $10.
Okay, gotcha.
So you once you have the $10 in your account.
So if I put down a bone on what, like what? What I get 5 bones?
I mean, yeah, probably something like that. It depends. If your parlay is like 8 teams and all 8 win off that bone, you might get like 70, 80 bucks. But guys, hey, I'm not telling you to do
that. Yeah, don't do that shit. Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah, this is a grown man podcast.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, about recognizing even, what's going wrong.
You got to make your own decisions.
Making your choices. Exactly. Appropriate decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That was an appropriate decision.
Trust me. Trust me, bro. Guys, the possibilities is great. Like, what could happen is what's great. But that's not what could always happen. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
literally watch Uncut Gems and you'll understand.
Literally.
This is a movie, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the concept is pretty simple.
I didn't spoil a couple of things in the movie, but I'm not gonna spoil the rest of the movie. But yeah, man, just watch.
Just tell me how it ends.
I'm gonna make a bet. This nigga's back on by I'm gonna say
how
March.
How much money?
No, but you just won't.
You're on it right now. You're on it right now.
That's not the
why is it a bet? Why is it a bet though? It's a bet.
It's a bet. It's the app of life. It's the app of life.
If I tell you, you're just
exactly.
Not
gonna don't do that.
But how much though, Trey?
I'm too competitive.
Yo, write the bet down on a piece of paper. And if it goes. If he gambles before that date?
Yeah. All right, bet. I'll do that.
You got shake on it.
Yeah, you won't see it.
Well, how much are you talking?
Wait, I don't get to know the date though.
You don't go you don't know the date. That's fair.
What kind of weird shit is that?
Cuz then you can just be training yourself to that day. It's better this way cuz you don't know.
But you can't touch playoffs then. It has to be any date before playoffs.
Okay, so we'll find a specific
area. So then you just won't play until playoffs. Nah. All
right, yeah, never.
But it's not fair.
It's not fun anymore, shout that.
Lil Wayne just came out with his album, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
I haven't heard it yet. Still.
I'm enjoying it.
We down blacking out. Still, we down.
Yeah, we blacking out.
Down for
what's it called?
Funeral.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ooh, big steal. Let's go fuck Pascal.
What are we down by?
Let's go fuck Pascal.
Finish that. Let's go, Pascal.
You say 10?
Yo, down 2, baby.
2?
Down 2, baby.
Holy.
Combat season. How much
we
time
also
we got?
NBA announces.
A minute.
How much time we got at the line?
We got it. It's fourth quarter. We got a minute left, and the Raptors are down 2, 118 to 116.
So doable.
I'm at 115.
Right now, it's currently good. Indiana's ball with Pascal Siakam getting an amazing steal and finishing it with a gorgeous layup.
Okay, cool, cool. Keep it going.
Yeah.
This is actually fucking sick.
I'm opening this on my phone.
I've seen it in my head.
Okay, now I just saw Pascal score. Yo, they're turning up, but they got to keep that pressure on these niggas, man.
You did what the fuck I'm saying?
They got to keep the pressure on these niggas.
Nick Nurse got the hearse.
Shout out Kodak Black one time.
Yeah. This is a good game to be at. My Raptors tearing shit up.
We should go to a game, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, Terrence went for the steal. That's what they're trying to figure out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Terrence went for the steal. I always wanted a basketball subscription.
What, like just League to like Pass?
Kinda, yeah.
Fuck all that, my nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying to just do it for a month. Free
it's
trial out there. And cancel. Yeah.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, there's ways.
Yo, I'll give you League Pass.
Can start a Tigger.
Yeah, you know
yo, I'm the links.
Yo,
we better chill before NBA emails us. They can find that email.
Hey, big fans of the pod.
Listen, I heard you're fucking streaming. What's up?
An NBA verified logo shows up in the comments.
Anyone paging you saying what's up with that is the scariest guy. Y'all about to see
Search for the
Fast
three.
And the Furious 9.
Let's go!
Serge Ibaka!
I don't do fashion. I do art.
Fucking bar, nigga.
Sorry about your ears.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Everybody. Sorry
I'll take it out. I'll take it out of post, guys. Don't worry. Cool.
It's crazy. Can I see what Serge did yet? So expect one more screen. My internet on the lower second.
Let's go.
Oh, there it is. I got it.
Oh.
Guys, relax, you guys.
Bro, you know
let's
what?
Let's go!
Oh.
Steal!
Oh.
Yeah! That's a W, baby. That's a W, baby.
12, baby.
Let's go.
What happened?
Franchise record. Let's 12 go. Consecutive wins.
Yo, that's
let's good. Go. Let's go.
Raptors, man.
Let's go. Shout
out bro, they came
man.
Back.
Raptors, let's go.
Basketball.
Bro, back to back, man. Put some fucking respect on that
no
name.
No cap. Bro. Let's get it.
Oh Tommy's standing up. God. He took his shirt off.
I'm.
Oh my God. What a comeback.
That is crazy.
What a fucking comeback.
Indiana go, is man. Salty.
Oh, man.
What a
Yeah, Nick.
Comeback.
Good job, Nick.
Loosen up the
good job, man. Good job, man.
Oh my God. Wow. People are making out.
Bro.
This is my team.
People are making out.
Duh, that's
this
crazy.
Is a
bro.
Win.
Oh my! If someone
bet on this game, Sheldon, I mean,
uncut.
Like I know you're doing your little thing, but
that's crazy.
Let's bet go, man.
Let's get it.
Let's
oh,
go.
Oh Lord, loosen up the tie, Nick.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. That's cool.
I promise you.
Oh my God. Let's go.
Look at that shot.
Yo, let me check what Terrence Davis got. I picked him up on Fantasy. Let me see.
Bro, if I got Nick Nurse's address, I would send him some flowers right now. Swear to God.
Send that address, Nick.
Nick.
Let me get that.
I owe you some roses.
Shit, man. See,
I'll drop off.
Yo, I'll say it again, man. A lot of people deserve statues, man. And Nick Nurse is one? Of them, bro.
Oh, he's getting a statue?
Nick Nurse God. Deserves a statue, 100%.
Where are you putting a statue?
I'll put it in front of the ACC. Scotiabank.
In front of the ACC, put it in my crib.
I'll buy a statue. Yo,
I would buy a Nick Nurse statue.
Put it in my crib, Duke. Fuck is niggas talking about?
Hey, yo, if anyone makes statues, I'll buy one of me and put it in my crib.
Yeah,
I want to be fly, nigga.
Yeah, I definitely got to
walk
be
in
stone,
and
though.
The first thing, like I need like one light on it.
Yeah, in a dark area. Are you dressing yours?
Oh, I'm butt fucking naked. Butt naked.
With a leaf over,
leaf over your shit.
Nah, just a print.
My print's out.
Your man's are short.
That's like concrete sweat. What the print's out.
Just the print.
It's a concrete sweat.
That's when you. That's the statue you get when the mortgage is up.
Sergi,
I'll be like, yeah, no. Oh yeah, no, that's me.
Yeah.
The statue looks like you know. Yeah. No, you hit it on the head right there. Yeah. That's me.
On the head.
You just nailed it.
No, we just did a mold here, so that's on me right there.
So they dipped me in the mold.
So they put me in a harness and they dipped me in some concrete. All right,
Jay, you ready? We're going to dip you now.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by plasticine.
I had to hold my breath.
Yeah.
Oh my, how long did you stay in there for?
Yeah, 40 minutes.
Holy
fuck.
About 45 when I was out. Yeah.
Oh man.
Jeez.
100 bands.
That's crazy.
Good job, guys.
I'll drop 100 bands on that.
Facts.
That's wild.
That's an experience.
Or whatever it costs.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
You can't take that from
molded?
Me.
I think,
that's an experience.
I think if I had to go into debt for something, like if someone was like, yo, why do you have so much debt? It'd be that statue. Statue of me.
Honestly,
my immortalization comes to my crib.
I'll explain everything.
He's like, rent? No. Come to my crib and you'll see.
Nah, I'll fucking put that shit on a fucking Zumba and make that shit follow me around the crib. Patrol the crib.
A Zamboni.
Zumba.
I was like, isn't a Zumba the exercise?
Yeah.
What's that?
Zumba is like an exercise class.
Yeah, it's like a dance class.
Them shits lost my attention when I saw how much they were. I was like, my mind was blown with the first fucking thought
when
of
I
it.
When I first saw that.
When I saw you're on two wheels and it's
you can vacuum my crib.
You then they started mopping
the fucking
the
vacuum
crib.
Or the,
yeah, the vacuum.
Or the iRobot.
The vacuum little circle shit.
Oh, okay.
The iRobot.
The Roomba? We call those a Roomba. Yeah,
Roomba.
I call it a Zumba.
Oh, I thought that.
I was close.
Okay, we're way off.
Wait, Dre, you talking about the same shit?
At first, I thought that's what you're talking about. That's when I thought you guys switched to talking about the little fucking. Those two wheel things.
Nah, I'm talking about the one that just.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
When I saw them shits, I'm like, yo, that shit is clutch. And then they started mopping and shit. And I'm like, yo, let me just go cop one, you know? Mm. Bro, I was like.
$1,000? $1,000?
Bro, I'll do it. I'll do it.
See, I will do it.
Walked out.
I will do it.
Back in the whip. You just go home with nothing, nigga?
No fucking bag. But I can't tell you how many times I told Dre, yo, I'm about to go buy these speakers. Come back with nothing.
Oh, is it still in the car?
Nah, I just tell you, they didn't have it.
So look.
It was in Scarborough. I wasn't about to go that far.
That shit is expensive.
Yo, the price ever just come up and you just, boom, you're just there?
Yeah.
Yo. I'm committed, though.
I don't play, yeah,
I have facts. To.
But I don't play it off
like,
a lot of shit.
You can't not react with a straight, like, you know, I gotta...
Like, yo, what?
So I can't just straight face him.
How much?
Fuck, this just jumped 800? Wait, how did we get here? Wait, do we put something? Did you scan some extra by accident?
Yo, I feel like that happens so much at me at the grocery store.
You fucking peek in the bag a little bit?
Did I get two niggas? Bro, the grocery store.
Sheldon said the grocery store.
I feel like that happens to me at the grocery store, and I just buy it. I never put it away.
Did I get them chips? Did I get them chips?
I'm getting two. Wait, but
bro, I got chocolate and butter, nigga. Two bills,
bro. Sometimes, yeah, especially when you're cooking, I'm just like, bro.
Yeah, man.
This
bro,
much
what?
For chicken.
No, speaking of grown man,
when you it's when you go to the grocery store on like a healthy tip, like, hey, I'm not gonna cop bullshit this week. I'm gonna buy some healthy shit. That's when you're at the cash register, like 90 bones.
90 bones for seeds, nigga. I got seeds mostly, nigga. Bro, speaking of grown man shit.
Mm.
Going to the grocery store, dropping like 180, coming home to unpack, and then it still looks like, bro, why is there still so much space in my fridge?
Why is my fridge not exploding?
Bro, sometimes I go back downstairs
and check
your
fridge
bags.
Is full. And yeah, just like, yeah. I'm here.
Here.
I don't.
I'm going to be here. Because
that really happens. That.
Bro, that's why I be trying to go to this one place. I forgot the name right now. But they serve everything in bulk. If you do, I'm saying.
Hit our email. Contact FOIE.ca.
I may clear my memory. But I be wanting to shop in bulk because I'm just like, yo, I just want to fill my fucking fridge. Even if it's 1,000 juice boxes in there, bro, it's yo, I got set. Something.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a juice box? There it is. You know?
I just want to maximize my time,
bro. If I came
before
to the,
I have to go to the grocery store again.
Facts.
So if just I came, like, yeah, just, oh, these come in 100? All right. Let's get it.
I'll take the 100.
If I came to the crib and someone said, yo, you want a juice box? I'd be like, yo, sure.
Yeah, bro. I want to be the juice box guy. Yeah, I want to be the beverage guy. Yeah. Bro, all bro. I can offer my people, man. Tommy is doing it. Water.
Yeah.
That's all I want, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's all I have, though.
You need hors d'oeuvres and snacks. You know?
Man, look at Corona. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
From time to time, but I'm on my water.
When you open your fridge and it's just shady, it's just dark.
It's fucking bright.
You can't see the light. You're like, oh, your fridge can't be too bright.
Clearly see nothing's in here.
Yeah.
You bro, see the back wall of your shit? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I sometimes use the fridge as light in the kitchen because it'd be like
at night. Yeah, yeah.
And
like,
I always be leaving that shit open. Just like, yeah, it's a good source of light.
Yep. I always, always be leaving it open.
Bro, the shit will be open if I'm pouring a glass of water, bro. It's mad bright in there. If you open that bitch up right now.
Plus, all the light is reflecting off the white because it's empty.
Mm.
So extra.
Yeah, because the light bounced. That's what I know.
I feel that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta go shopping though. It's sad right now. We have literally nothing but some garbage bags up there. I do got some drumsticks in the fridge though.
What kind of dude, man?
Chicken drumsticks?
Oreo.
Hey,
I like them drumsticks.
This podcast is so different because we're literally at the crib and everything.
Oh, we should order a pizza.
Yo, say less.
We should have been did that.
That's crazy.
We should order a pizza, brother.
Yo, what's the website?
Shit, man.
I can't really remember. I kind of forgot.
I could.
What the website was that we bought up.
What you ordered this
pizza from?
How did they contact you?
Yo, it's a email situation we had set up.
Yes, sir.
Situation is you could contact us at contact at 4ye.ca.
That is contact at 4ye.ca.
Oh, my mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, my nose just whistled. You hear that?
Hmm? Yeah.
That's gross, nigga.
What?
My nose just whistled.
Be like that.
I heard that. Bro, I'm tired of this cold shit, nigga.
Facts.
My knees is cold.
I always
cold
say, like, yo,
crib.
Everyone complains about the cold every year, but, like,
it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
You should be used to this shit, but then just, like, yo, I'm.
Yeah, I think I'm at my breaking
bro,
point.
Bro, why is it cold?
It's supposed to my lack of no sun.
Bro, why is it cold? Bro, I'm at my all time palest ever right now.
Yeah,
see my veins, nigga.
Yeah.
I see the. If you look closely, you can see my fucking veins.
Yeah, it looks like you need blood. So,
bro, I'm bluish.
The blue veins.
Yeah, I have a blue tint.
Yeah, butter, nigga.
The blue veins.
I'm naturally just kind of tan. I'm naturally a little bit darker.
I wish I had. I don't know.
I'm my lightest in the winter.
And then I'm naturally just
fucking.
You know, gray. Me.
But you tan easy too. I remember the first time we went on vacation, Jermaine was a different nigga.
Do you work here?
Just 30 minutes.
Bro, when I'm tan?
Yo, this nigga.
It's over. No, that's when I'm at my all time high.
That's when you do the statue.
Yeah, that's
my statue's gonna be 10.
And Jermaine's tan is crazy, so. Nah, we all tan pretty nice.
What the fuck am I missing a tan statue?
With a glossy finish.
I'll just make it wax.
Excuse me, situation.
It'll actually look like me in real life.
Yo, fuck.
It'll scare me every time.
But there's also that 3D modeling. The 3D thing.
3D printing?
Is it 3D printing? Where they take a scan of you and then they make a full doll out of you?
Nah, I want
to make
wax.
A figure. Yeah, they make a figure.
3D. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, 3D that shit is cold.
It's like small though, no? Yeah. It's like,
I think they can go big.
Really?
Yeah, I'd maximize it. Yo. What's the absolute biggest you guys can do?
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000 feet?
Fucks.
Fuck.
Okay.
Imagine you're just at your ceiling like this.
Friday to Friday works. I'll come get it Friday.
Yeah, and how do you want to do this? EMT or credit?
Cash cars. Hearing yourself out, I'd just be like, nah, deliver this. So don't let the security guard see where you go.
I'm walking that shit out.
Man. Yeah, they got to bring it in pieces, though. It's like, yo, your foot's on the way, sir. Just hold on.
Holy.
Y'all seen Fast and the Furious 9?
Hell no.
Y'all seen 8? I stopped when
the last one I watched was...
Mine was like 3, nigga. I'm like, all right.
5.
Yo, the last
one. Honestly, I'm going to say 4 and 5. I watched 4. What's the one?
What's your 5? 5 is too much.
What's the one? 5 is
this is already a problem, though. Tokyo Drift is hard.
9.
Tokyo Drift is the only one you should ever watch. And the first one. And the first one.
And
it sums it up pretty nice.
Yeah.
You watch Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is literally
good.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Bro, drifting was sick. I don't know what y'all say, but that shit was hard.
What's the one where they're in Dubai?
They're always
that's too far for me.
And they go from one building to the next building.
Oh, that sounds like all of them.
Yeah, I stopped at Fast and the Furious 3. I didn't watch Fast and Furious. Bro, maybe 4.
Yeah, I'm sure you watched 4 because 3 was a good one.
So yeah, 2009, I was still in there.
Bro, how Fast and Furious
Fast
can you get?
Fast 5,
nigga?
I think that's where it stopped.
You can get Fast and Furious 9.
They're not getting much more. Actually, they're getting pretty fucking
But you know
serious.
What's kind of fucked? And we're kind of fucked?
What?
Because Paul Walker wanted 10.
How does that make us fuck?
They're trying to honor him. And go to 10 and we're like, fair. Fucking shut the shit down.
I'm just saying it's a very long story.
No. Even like what was his last one again?
I think 5. No.
Was that 5?
No, it wasn't 5.
Seven.
It was like 7.
7?
Right?
7? When they CG'd his face?
When they CG'd his face with his broski? Why are you laughing?
They
that's
did
so,
that.
I know that's so funny.
I think 5 was the last one still. 5 was the last one he was in, I think.
Did y'all headphones go out?
Nah.
No.
Oh, good. Mine. But.
Yeah, 5 was the last one he was in. I watched 5. That was the last one.
It was 5?
Yeah, he was in 5, yeah.
I thought it was 7. 2015. No?
So what's 7?
Oh, wait, I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's 2015 is when that one's released.
Okay, no, I'm wrong still. I'm wrong still.
Yeah. But my point being is like when they're at 7, I was already saying, like, before the movie's gonna drop, I was already saying, this is a lot. Like, you guys should stop. Like,
yeah.
It just lost my attention. And I can also see, like, how people talk about it on Twitter and, like, it seems like no one cares about it anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, no disrespect to him. Like,
my thing is just how much they derivative from, like, the vehicle aspect of it.
Yeah. They're getting other cars, nigga. What's this like getting other cars? Yeah, like, this is not.
Yeah, that's what I hate about it.
It's not my movie.
Yeah.
I need 98% cars.
It's not about cars. Yeah. It's not about driving no more. It's literally just about, bro, all right, we got.
You shouldn't get out your fucking car.
We're agents now.
Once it started standing up and shit, I started seeing niggas' pants and shit. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, but shout out to Ludacris for staying through.
Yeah, that's a bag from my boy.
Shout out to him, man. Hell yeah. Shout out Luda, man.
Yeah.
By the walk.
Is Tyrese still in it?
Yeah.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he? Yeah. I haven't seen him on any posters.
He just wasn't in the He wasn't in the spinoff one with
the Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. But
yo,
yeah.
Check if he's in this one. I hope. I check if he's in this one.
He is. I seen the poster with him. He's in front of I believe it's a
Is he wearing the checkered shirt purple with sleeves ripped off? Because that's the fit.
Who, Tyrese?
No, he's right here.
Yeah, I like it.
Bro, that's Tyrese.
You
see the flannel? Like, yeah, that's Ty.
Yeah.
That's Reese.
Flannel's a tank top. It's literally that's Reese.
That's Reese.
Yeah. Dude, what, wasn't Reese on some sucker shit during like all that?
Well,
man, that's Reese.
Reese. I saw Reese in the news to like way too much.
He got a lot of bills to pay.
I just think he doesn't want The Rock to come over and take over. That's what he was mad about, I think.
Yo, it's funny though, because like that's like how Tyrese was acting was how he acted in like movies and shit. Like, you know, like,
I mean, like Baby Boy. That was him in Baby Boy.
Yeah, that was like him in Big Boy. So like, yo, nah, you're not gonna do this, getting mad and shit. So
But I think he literally plays the same role every single time. So he literally has become that role.
Because that's Reese.
But you always need a Tyrese.
Yeah,
you always need a Tyrese.
Bro, if I wrote an entire movie finishing like last minute, like, yo, do you want to just fucking add Tyrese?
Yeah, I don't know. Realistically, who else would you guys add if you guys made a movie?
Bro, Tyrese is on my list.
They can just add it and just not even tell me.
Y'all have a favorite actor?
Yeah,
Tyrese. And shout out Tyrese one time, man.
No, I got a couple favorite actors.
Shout out Tyrese.
Yeah, I walked into that one still.
Yeah, I got a lot of favorite
Yeah, like, if they made a movie, it would literally Tyrese be Tyrese.
I'll name it Tyrese, man.
And play Tyrese?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think you gotta... I think it's your calling, guys. I think it's time to make
I should change Tyrese documentary.
Yeah. Bro, it just goes back to, like, when we were younger.
Yo, Tyrese, let us do your documentary.
Is that not done yet, nigga?
I don't doubt it.
Are you fucking
Yo,
crazy?
Tyrese. If you need someone
bro,
to do
if I go on YouTube.com right now and search Tyrese documentary...
I don't think it's there. I don't think it's
there.
No,
I think there might
you
be.
Get more. No results?
Nah.
I know what I'm doing Showtime for the next 10 months, nigga.
No, man. Not yet.
Tyrese Gibson Presents. That's something else.
No.
No,
there's no documentary about Tyrese.
There's no documentary about Someone, Tyrese.
Let's make one.
Bro, what?
Yeah, let's make one.
Unofficial documentary. Let's get it. Hey, we got some questions. Y'all want to answer some questions?
Oh, yeah.
Anchor Rivera, she asked, what rapper do you think you could wash in a freestyle battle?
Tyrese. I'll definitely watch Tyrese.
Tyrese's not a rapper though.
And Big Tigger.
He's not a rapper though.
I'll definitely watch Lil Twist.
Big Tigger? I don't know, my nigga.
He came off the dome.
Big Tigger came off the
spin off.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, but now
he was like playing with myself.
You know it's Big Tigger. I know who I'm fucking up. O'Malley.
Hey, O'Malley, I was not part of that joke.
I'm watching O'Malley.
Crack a smile.
No, but you know, he was on the Sway shit. He can't freestyle.
Yeah, he could not freestyle. So I'm watching him. That shit was fucking funny, bro. I think, if I had to name one, Justin Bieber, because he'd be trying to rap.
That's a good one.
I'll wash Bieber, Shia LaBeouf will wash anybody, though.
Yo, he's unwashable.
Shia LaBeouf is my favorite freestyler, bro.
Shout out Kodak Black, man.
Kodak Black. Oh, he black now, too.
Y'all see the Super Bowl?
I did not.
Bro,
I missed it.
Oh, you didn't watch Super Bowl?
Nah.
I go to my homie's house, so we do like a Super Bowl night. I don't really watch football until the Super Bowl happens, because sometimes it's really intense and cool.
Yeah,
this one was good.
And you got snacks and shit.
Yeah, there's always at the end of the day, there's always chicken wings, pizza and shit, snacks and some spinach dip. Always good spinach dip.
The spinach dip. Always good. Anytime, bro. That's one of those
I've been to Super Bowl parties.
Oh my god,
they got the.
It's worth it.
You know, like one of those people that you just every time you see them, it just brings a smile to your face.
Yeah,
that's spinach dip. For
yeah,
me. I see spinach dip. I'm like, yo,
bro.
When I'm dipping everything into the spinach dip,
I'm here to have a good time.
All right, cool.
Bro, I'm always near the spinach dip, nigga. If it's spinach dip,
spinach dip. The thing is, I don't think I've partaken in that.
No, Sheldon.
Why don't you like
27, nigga?
I didn't say I don't like it.
No, he said he hasn't. He just hasn't had the chance.
Oh, you haven't? Yeah,
he hasn't got the opportunity. Yeah. Let me tell you something. First of all, hold on. One or two right pies.
You can't hit 27 unless you have
one or two pies. Well, I got a couple months. I'm going to make it
back. We're getting spinach to be your birthday.
Larges and mediums.
Yeah, we're doing dual pies here.
Dual pies?
Dual
large
pies it is. Two
larges. Are we doing the L or are we doing the M?
The L.
L thing. You know,
you put two L's together, what they make.
We're all 27.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but nah, back to the dip though.
Spinach dip is a delicious delicacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah. Because that's what I was going to say. There's not a time that.
Was it that Ruffles dip?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of like that though.
Kind of like that? Okay.
But it's like, it's usually like, sometimes it's like, it can be like that, or some people make them in like a layered type of thing. So I remember LaToya Forever. Oh my God. Every time we went to our house, there was this crazy fucking dip. You remember that salsa dip? At LaToya's house?
With the cheese and the layers.
It had layers.
She made it?
Bro, it was like her friend or something like that, or her aunt, something like that, like made this crazy, crazy, crazy fucking like dip. Wow. And every time we went there, we washed. I had like cream cheese.
I'm just standing
salsa
there. I'm just standing by the bowl. I'm like, I can't fucking get enough.
It was so fucking.
I feel ashamed of myself every time I stand up after my first time.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's me. I'm here again.
Bro, I felt bad. You know, this is how I know that LaToya is like from the islands, because she came up, she said, yeah, you like the dip, eh?
Bro, I was crushed. Bro, I was mainly there for the dip. Every event we've ever been to at LaToya's crib.
Bro,
mainly for the dip. I'm like, oh shit, she's having something. She's probably gonna make that dip shit.
Bro, every time that shit was hidden, and like fucking, I remember she started saying like, yo, come over, we're having this. Like, yo, the dip will be there. Cause she knew. I'm like, yo, please just make sure the dip is there, if anything. Once I knew I liked it, I'm like, I'm not gonna hide. I'm gonna embrace it, bro.
Yo, yes. I'm a dip guy.
I bodied that shit.
There's a lot of you guys put me on a lot of dips.
Bro, you got a dip. How do you live your life just not dipping?
It's just shocking. It's like, what is this? Like, yo, just try it. Like,
bro, I'm always down to dip.
Bro, if you're not dipping, like dip. You know what I'm saying?
Chips
like,
are sick, nigga. Boy, you don't want to dip.
Dip or dip. That's my best. I don't rock it.
I want that as a license plate. As a
Especially on the road. Dip or dip. Like, yo, are you dipping or are you dipping? Like, you know what I mean?
If you get
to the highway means dip. And for you guys that don't understand what dip means, it just means to peel,
cut.
It means to run.
Get out of here.
Move.
Let's go.
Motion. We need motion.
Let's go. So it's like, yo, I'm about to go dip on the treadmill. It means I'm about to go run on the treadmill. I'm about to do 13. 13 is dipping. Like anything up 13 on the treadmill, you're not dipping.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, yo, some people just, yo, I'm like, what are you doing on the road, bro? Dip or dip.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah. Yo,
bro, especially when you're going far places, you got to drive 5 hours. Like, yo, Toronto to Montreal.
Dip or dip. What are you doing, bro?
Smooth the way.
Yo, especially.
Bro, I be seeing the time go down on my shit. Like,
yo,
I'm going back in time on this shit, nigga. Earlier it said 4:30, now it says 2 o'clock.
Bro, that is such a fucking fact. Especially when you're on a highway that nobody's on and you see a car going so slow. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Where are you know you have to go somewhere far. Like,
cut. Get it. Like, you're not just driving by here. Dude.
Yeah.
Facts.
And you know you need another car to speed with you. So if you see someone, say, like, yo, it's 50.
You can't
50.
Get both of us.
Yeah.
Yo, I love when I'm in like a cluster of five.
Yeah.
All doing like 280.
I was like, yo, we're not all getting close.
We're all getting drawn.
I know it's not me.
This nigga knows about that. Cause he, yo, when we're driving back from New York, this nigga just kept saying, all right, nah, let's go. Let's fucking go. Like, yo, this guy's talking to himself. And I knew it. I'm like, yo, there's certain times you'll catch a wave of cars that's all dipping. So you're like, I'm in this wave until I'm like, you know,
only thing that scares me is the deer signs. I keep telling you, be a fucking deer.
There's way you guys dropped way too many. Like, yo, okay,
there's a lot of them
for you niggas to hire so many fucking like niggas to
deer sign installers, nigga.
Deer sign installers.
How many fucking deer signs installers do you think they need to do that? That's a lot of deer.
Bro,
signs.
That's a lot of fucking deer.
Yeah, it's like 15 hours of work. From one area to the next area.
You know how much money went into installing those pro signs?
They mean there's some fucking deer around. Team.
Somebody six one day team. Said, yo, we got to install some fucking deer signs.
Deer signs.
Yeah. You feel
this
me?
Getting out of hand. Yeah. Like,
reliable.
Bro, one day is like the turtle signs, though. I was like, yo,
You may see some fucking turtle over here.
You don't just put that there for no reason.
How do they even know to put that up, though?
Because like, many did, man.
One day, it must have been a situation where it's like, yo, okay, this is the
They check the area. They're like, all right, what animal are here?
Too many people are crashing here because of turtles.
So many turtle incidents.
No, that's kind of
They got
dark.
The statistics.
Never mind.
Go, see what you want to say, brother.
That's dark escape.
Oh, man, you're... Yeah, they seen bear them just get crushed. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah. Yo, I have a story about a friend, and like, I don't even know if I should tell it.
That's not good.
You guys cut it out.
Yo, it's
not bad. That's not bad. It's life, bro.
Yeah, it's life. You get squished.
Live rolling. And you die, bro.
Ride get rolled on.
No, I didn't.
That's a snippet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, highlight this and press delete.
You ain't have to make the slogan. Ride.
Nigga, Snoop said it, nigga, not me.
At Snoop Dogg, nigga.
That is not coming out, bro. That is fucking hilarious. Ride. Okay.
Had he been riding with me, I wouldn't have hit him.
Yo. Ride or get rolled on.
I don't condone
animal,
that. I guess that.
If you're an animal and you're crossing the street, hurry up and cross that.
Damn, get to where you gotta go.
Sometimes cars are coming fast.
Dipper dip.
Dipper dip. Dipper dip, man. Like,
yo, right. Wait till I pass. Bro, they be hopping out last minute. What the fuck you doing, nigga?
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with this fucking animal? There's so many times, bro, I've saved mad animals' lives.
I've saved everyone.
I have pride in. I haven't killed one animal.
Yeah, you've had multiple cats and dogs and animals in your life.
No,
I mean,
we gave them away
life.
To the pet.
You know, you experienced life.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I mean, like driving.
I meant like driving.
Every time an animal hops out,
I swerve that, I stop or whatever. But I'm saying, like, there's been times I'm on road trips, I'm like, is that a deer?
You know, it's crazy. It's always like, ooh.
Yeah.
I still get scared,
bro. Bro, one time I seen a porcupine, nigga, I'm like, yo,
you got to respect those, too.
Yeah.
I respect my porkies, man.
Fine, bro. Respect the porkies.
Yo, shout out the porkies.
Yeah, protect the porcupines.
Bro, what do you do if you crash into a bear?
Whatever the bear allows me to do.
Going into the trunk. The safety part of the trunk and just staying there.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I'll probably stay in the whip still.
Why would you get out?
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were like,
bro, they eat those.
But if he pops the trunk, because animals know how to open doors and shit.
Close that motherfucker. What the fuck?
No. Yo.
Nah, bro. Bears be knowing.
Bears be on it. When they know food is in dots.
So, yo, it's.
Are bears fast?
Yeah.
Bro, they move.
Wait, hold on. What two toppings? Because I've been on the same page.
Pineapples.
Yeah. Pause the whole conversation. Pineapples, okay.
Ground beef. Ground beef or chicken?
Pineapple and ground beef.
Pineapple and ground beef.
We'll do that next. Next two. Quick.
Roasted red peppers.
Roasted red peppers. Yeah.
Roasted red, rather.
That's like spinach or what?
Yo, that's baby crazy.
Spinach. Roast red and spinach.
You go half spinach.
Look at that.
Fuck, yo.
Already done. We got one more. Two more toppings. Let me get it.
If a pizza shop had a six spinach dip, I think I'd order that more often.
Jalapeno pepper?
Facts. Okay, jalapenos.
Jalapenos and
mushroom.
Oh, another meat, maybe?
Maybe a chicken? Chicken, or you guys want to run
any chicken? Chicken be doubling it up.
Yeah, two toppings.
Bro, don't. It's one, though.
It's one.
Bro, cut them in half. Yeah, make it one. You know, make it not extra $10.
Robbery thing is that.
Because you're fucked, man.
Then Chovy started being extra.
Yeah, like you guys put the asterisk. We put the asterisk on Chovy's. Don't get it fucked up because this shit was never here. And then we started ordering. I'm like, nah, we put the fucking asterisk. Single handedly.
That was because of us, nigga. This is getting expensive.
No, yo, when we go, the thing is, I've been to places where I'm like, yo, I am the reason for this price.
Mm-hmm.
Browns at McCrimmon, bro, I told so many fucking people, bro.
He didn't tell
you probably know. I probably didn't tell you about it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're chaining you. In the Fortunos Plaza, there's a fucking, there's a little family restaurant. It's Jamaican. And it was just his home recipe. And his brown stew chicken was stupid.
Short thought, Browns.
Oof.
Damn.
They closed down,
This guy brought my father there.
I said, Dad.
This guy made my dad. This guy's nine years old. Yeah. He made my dad.
Wow.
I've been about food, bro. I'm like, yo,
get in the car.
Fucking shoes on. I said, yo, I walked to his roommate, grown man. So, yo, you want some food?
Obviously, called Brown's dad, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jamaican food. Damn. Just go there. I introduced that guy to my dad. I'm like, yeah, this is my dad. Bro, he knew I was bringing in business. He was my friend.
Yeah.
That's Julian. It was me and Julian spreading the word. I think Julian put me on.
Damn, I wish I caught that.
It was crazy.
At Dior_Velour asks, I want to know what are Trey's favorite fits of his and favorite pieces of clothing.
Yo, honestly, like an all-white tee.
my okay. favorite.
Oh,
you can't go wrong with the all white tee.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
I'm 78. You don't catch me in the white tee and the gray sweats.
I also have a favorite
Air
hoodie.
Air Forces. Mm-hmm. Chilling.
Yeah. St. Woods hoodie is very comfortable right now.
Shout out to St. Woods, man. Thank
you tried it on
gifts.
That?
Yes, I did. Very comfortable.
Very comfortable, yeah.
Yo, I enjoyed it so much. I be leaving my shit at Symphony's place. So like that hoodie, I brought it there. I'm like, yo, this is a great hoodie. I gotta preserve this.
Yeah.
If I bring it home, I'm gonna wear it too much.
Geez. Yeah.
Preserve that, put that in my fucking capsule.
You're good.
Speaking of hoodies, at Jennifer, y'all asked when the motherfucking hoodie's dropping.
This month.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, for Wales. Straight like that.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get mine.
Yeah, man. Them shits is, yo, I see them every day. I'm like, yo, I should just let these fly.
Yo, speaking of merch.
Ooh. Ooh.
Speaking of clothing,
mm-hmm.
T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
How would y'all feel about some Random Order merch?
Jeez.
I'm gonna look into it.
You guys are feeling that. We're just teasing a little bit. Let me know if y'all fucking with that.
It's right.
I'm gonna make that happen.
Yo, y'all been open hand dapping lately?
Oh yeah, with the coronavirus.
Hey, can't be doing
can't
that.
Can't be doing that.
You gotta
pump it up.
Niggas know what time it is. Yeah, right. I keep that Sandy on me though.
Well, I don't dap niggas. I don't know though. So I haven't.
Yo, sometimes it be coming at you. Yeah, it's there. You can't disrespect that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start.
I put my safety first.
Yeah.
I mean, I be putting my safety second.
Yeah. So now if someone comes up to you, like, what you gonna do?
Might have to come in with the elbow.
Ooh.
I just be like, every time I'm in public, I'll just hold the TV, nigga, just so I can't.
Hold the TV.
I'm gonna just walk with a towel and just throw a towel in my hands. Yo, I just washed my hands, boss. They're wet. Yo,
I'll just talk. Yeah. I'm gonna wash my hands.
Yeah. Yo, your phone, man. I bought wet wipes. I just be wiping down my phone.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta wipe.
Be wiping down my
walk
phone.
Walk with that Sandy.
Walk with that Sandy, man.
That's a good idea, still.
That's just crazy, though, man. Like, all these viruses and shit. Cause I remember when I was a kid, I remember SARS was the first thing I took serious. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is really freaking out. Like, I'm really hearing this shit on the news. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. That was the first time as a kid. I'm like, yeah, this is fucked. Actually, no. What's that? Horse mouse disease or some shit like
horse
that?
Horse mouse? Cow disease?
Mad cow disease. Oh, yeah.
Yo, I was actually looking it up the other day, actually. Yeah,
cows just, going crazy.
Yeah, it's just
you know how that shit started?
Yo, I remember if you tell me, I'm going to say, one of those.
Bro, they were feeding cows to other cows.
Yeah.
Guys,
why would you do that?
What are you doing?
Like, what the fuck?
Nigga, could have prevented mad cow disease. Yeah. Y'all probably shouldn't do that shit. I'll just be standing on my phone, niggas look up.
Look,
yo,
bro, yeah.
You got a fucking cow, you're feeding the cow.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Boom, just like that. Stop mad cow disease. What about,
that's fucked.
Yeah, bird flu?
Yeah, bird flu is crazy.
Bird flu
too.
How did that start?
Jeez.
Bird flu, I don't even know.
Look that up.
Motherfuckers is drinking bats, so like we'll get to that. But like,
is that a rumor? Is that true?
That's a rumor.
Well, they're saying that that's not what it started.
I heard two. That's how it started. It.
It's a rumor.
I saw a picture of it.
Rumor.
That's what I know.
I don't think it's.
Those videos are fake. There's a bunch of
bro. It's a bat.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
really
no. There is those bat soups, but those videos weren't of people that ate bat soup and had a corona.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So like that.
You
can
clarify that, but I saw a fucking bat in a soup.
I did see a bat.
And someone was eating it. So.
But that wasn't the cause.
And someone was taking
still
a
looking
vid,
for the cause,
like
huh?
It was some sick shit. Like they're at a restaurant about to dine in, so that's crazy. I don't know about that.
I heard it started at a meat market, and like niggas were selling snakes and shit.
Bird flu?
Coronavirus.
Corona.
Oh yeah. I heard that.
They have like live koalas and shit.
Yo,
just eat a sandwich, nigga. Just
I heard about that.
Like chill.
I heard about that nigga that he was on his way to. I think he's on his way to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that guy. Don't talk about that guy.
That guy's a waste.
Don't talk about that guy.
All right, I don't even talk about it.
Don't even talk about that guy.
That's wild. You dumbass.
Yeah.
What happened?
He was on a flight to Montego Bay. Mm-hmm. And then I guess like halfway through the flight, he like, I have coronavirus. And they had to turn the flight around.
Not even halfway. They were there. They were there, like ready to touch down. Like,
bro.
They did. I think Jamaica's like four-hour flight.
Yeah, 4 or 5, something like that.
I was reading it. It was saying like, they were just there. And then they turned the whole shit around and shit.
He just decided to say it there.
Turn that whole rod upside down.
Turn that whole rod upside down.
Yo, he really did that.
Bro, what? How did he? What he just? He decided, fuck it.
I think he was like, he was thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, trying to make
it like a joke.
It's like a viral moment thing. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
He said, you know, best prank of 2020.
Duh. Yeah. WestJet.
Bro,
flight,
I gotta
like,
sit down longer for this fucking.
Bro.
That, you gotta go
if
back.
If I was beside him, I'd snuff.
Yeah, oh, he's catching up. He's catching one.
Yeah,
for
if
me.
I was beside him, I'm balling up a fist with my fucking middle finger and knuckle kind of still out.
You think they like?
He's getting punched in his ribs. Oh, the knuckles, bro! They gotta turn around because of me.
Bro,
we're fighting.
Nah, I'd say yo. Put that you in the bathroom and let us all go. Cause they what
yeah,
they
yeah,
all
I'm had saying, to get yeah, yeah.
Did the plane just take off and go again? Or like did they get quarantined? Like what happened, you know?
Yeah, true say.
Did that whole flight just not have to go?
He was on the news the next day, like.
No, yeah.
He dropped a vid?
Huh?
I think he's a rapper still.
No, they flew out the next day. Flights were scheduled Tuesday morning to make up for it. So this they're trying to go on a Monday. So that nigga lost some money if they're going to like stay at hotels and shit. Like that's some
exactly.
Stupid shit.
If my resort was booked for the 5 days, now
that's
I lost a day.
Stupid shit.
Bro, dude, wow, if I lost a
bro, what are we doing?
If I lost 27 day on vacation, bro.
Oh my God. You gotta think about the average person that works, bro. You
yeah,
get,
like that's
you fun. Don't get a lot of vacation days.
Yo, I get cheese when my flight gets delayed,
you know
bro.
What I'm
I know. I know.
Yeah, you mean 10 minutes, nigga?
Yeah, bro, you said.
What do you mean?
This time? Yeah, I rushed here for this boarding damn call, and you're telling me 15 extra minutes?
No, that's wild. It's crazy.
A full day? I'm cussing.
Yeah. I'm getting my bag at the bottom, nigga?
I'm getting a free flight. I'm getting a free flight out of it, bro. 100%.
He's definitely about to wear like fucking, or catch a fucking charge for that, and he's probably not flying for a minute.
I want
to
start complaining more for free
like,
shit.
That's crazy.
Bro, that'd be.
I'm doing
yo, you can't yo, you can get very smooth in emails yeah, and man. Just start it, you know?
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta start getting some free shit being I
use crazy enough words, it's just like, hey, mm-hmm. sorry about that.
Here's I don't want to do it this.
Yeah. Here's a vacation.
But it's like, yo, sometimes it's just you just gotta try it. Sometimes I say no, sometimes I say yeah. I'm like, huh, okay. Cool. Like
yeah. Oh, you say yeah.
Like it wasn't that bad. Like
I was like, oh, six?
So we're getting, oh, that's too much. Nah, not a whole trip.
Yeah, we're getting a pardon? All right, six. I don't have to pay that. Say less.
I can sit at the front part, nigga.
First class.
Yeah. Nah, that's fucking stupid, man. But what's that gonna say? That bird flu shit was crazy. I remember that as a kid. I was tripping about that. I'm like, oh,
yeah, all the kids were making. I remember everyone like someone coughed from like, you have SARS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember
SARS was crazy when
SARS
I was a kid.
Was a ride, yeah.
SARS,
bro.
Was
they
a
actually
really
started
ride.
Rumors.
Yeah,
and then people started believing that this kid had SARS.
SARS.
That's yeah. Actually terrible.
Oh, that's bad. Bro. Now that's, that you think about it, it's
bro, I was laying back as an old man. I was like, what the fuck y'all niggas doing, bro?
Yeah,
leave this nigga alone.
Yeah.
But I was too shy. I wouldn't say
well, what's fucked is that people are doing that shit now. No, like, think ones. About it. The like, kids are doing that shit now.
Yo, kids are fucked.
Kids are fucked.
Yo, if you're a kid, yo, you're
evil.
Fucked.
It's true story.
Kids are evil.
Bro, I was all good. Sometimes I make fun of shit, but
yeah.
Yeah, I was
for the most part. From a bird's eye view, I was like, yeah, that's a good kid.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I laugh at shit, you know, jerk. But I always know when I'm taking it to, you know what I mean? When it's like, yeah. It's not funny anymore. It's not funny for
anyone.
Yo,
there's
anymore,
a voice
you know,
in my head that says, yo,
yo.
Yeah, nah. You don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
Nah, it's definitely, when I feel a smile come off her face, I'm like, yo, fuck. Yeah. When I get goosebumps and shit, it's like, nah, I shouldn't be doing this. That was always me as a kid. When I was like stealing, what other niggas are stealing, I'd always get caught. And I'm like, yo, fuck, I knew I shouldn't have done it. Like, you just feel
it's
something.
It's not for
like,
me.
Yeah, you know what it's not for you, especially when you get a glimpse of yourself. There's nothing but, yo,
oh, there's a mirror nearby?
Glimpse? Those are the craziest road.
Like a bus drives by and you see your
wow,
quick.
That's how I look. Nah,
nigga. Yo, did your parents ever try to fight niggas in public?
Nah. My parents just yell at people.
Your parents never ever try to fight people like when you're a kid or like gone to arguments and shit?
Or stood up because.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like yelled at me.
Stood up and
yeah,
started
yeah,
talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad always tells me this, always tells me the story. You know those stories your dad always tells you like a million times?
For oh, yeah. He always sounds
my
like.
My dad always be like.
He says like it's a new thing.
Yeah. My dad, I love my daddy's fucking jokes. This guy's like, damn ass again, I would come to the office and yell at the teachers to keep you for kindergarten every day. No split. All day, it's no split. I was like, what? So I didn't have to go. So I did like double classes in kindergarten. So my dad had to go and pretty much cuss them. That's it.
Did he wanted that or you didn't want
he
that?
He wanted that.
Oh, why? Did, why?
So he had to go cuss them. Because my dad worked nine to sit. Nah, oh, they looked too that. Long.
I'd
so
be like,
yeah,
I'll stay home. I'm good.
Yeah, I'd be like,
dad, no, don't yell. Home. Okay.
Nah, bro.
You have to yell at the teachers?
Yeah, he yelled none of the teachers. He yelled at the district school board.
Oh, the board. Yeah, the board. The entire board.
Yo, the thing is, as a man, I don't think. Nah, I'm tripping. I don't think I could bring myself to yell, but I'll definitely go give him a talking to and say like, "Yo, hey, this is."
Oh no,
what
yo,
it is.
We'll
like,
get stern.
We'll get
my fingers gonna be on my one finger's gonna be on the fucking table for sure.
I was thinking too.
I won't yell though.
I'm definitely gonna whisper in that office if I'm threatening him too. I'll just be like, "Listen, hey, you don't want to go down."
Yeah, listen, man. Hey, we ain't about to do that.
Hey, look. He gonna take two gym classes.
You gonna keep these kids at the school all fucking day. What's thinking me?
I'm be in their ears.
Hey, listen, you ain't gonna ask my son why he ain't got no lunch money.
Man, that wouldn't be none of your business.
This is all when I'm keeping it in. It's like, hey, thank you for watching my son. Hey, listen, yo. We're talking about Sheldon just came back from the bathroom for our audio listeners.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back, Sheldon.
Yes, sir.
Birdman. Rise and shine.
We're talking
about what this is.
Sorry, JD. We're talking about like if your parents had ever had, well, first if your parents had ever gotten to like fights or arguments in front of you as a kid, and if your parents ever like went to go cuss up the school for you.
Nah,
because I've seen it done many times.
Yeah, no, I've seen it done.
I have not.
Bro, like my dad was not the one to go like scream at. He'd just keep it cool and shit, or teachers and shit.
Yeah,
but he would fight. Yeah,
he would just get mad at you, nigga.
Arguments and shit. Yeah, he get mad at me in the car later and shit.
Like, I mean, yo, my teacher is fuck, nigga.
It's you.
Like, no, you're a fucking idiot. Like, right. No, sometimes the teachers are just like, yo, seriously. Something's wrong with this fucking teacher.
Yeah. But he wouldn't listen. But nah, my dad got into a lot of arguments and shit as a kid. Just, yo, I just feel like he was just going through it and shit. Just stressed out. I should be laughing, but it was funny because, you know.
Wait, arguments
bro,
with
he's always down. Nah, like. Fold someone in half.
He just stuck in his old ways, bro. Yeah, he was just like on edge and just like, yo, like anyone say anything to him, it was just like, yo, was like, fuck you talking to? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
I remember this one time we're at a grocery store. We're at No Frills. And No Frills is like a discount like grocery store type shit that we have out here, and we're just going out there. It was just a sad, gloomy day. I think it was. I don't know if it was raining outside, but it was just a cold on day. Yeah,
you don't have a cold on.
Yeah,
for reason.
There was definitely leaves on the floor and shit, you know. And my dad was like walking out, and then some dude hit him with the back of the cart, hit his foot, and the cart like popped. So like, you know, like I don't know if he was really like doing it on purpose or like I don't know. If,
yeah, now thinking about it, like the cart, like. He ran over his foot.
Yeah, he ran over his foot.
Didn't say anything.
Like, it popped. He didn't say shit. And like he just kept walking. So it looked like it was either he didn't know he hit someone. I don't know. I wasn't watching that detail, but like
probably felt something.
Yeah, nah. And yeah, I don't know. He could have been a dickhead because he was not apologetic, like whatever. So basically as the story went on, my dad was just like, yo, like what the fuck? He's just like, yo, like I think he said what or some shit like that. And then my dad's like, yo, you just ran over my fucking foot. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you type shit? And the nigga said, oh, well, did it hurt? And then my dad's like, yeah, like, yeah, like it fucking hurt. The nigga dropped a JT lyric.
This guy said, cry me a river.
And walked away with his cart.
That's a hotline.
Shout out to that, man. I'm sorry, that
JT line.
Hold on.
You gonna hit me with cry me a river? Yeah, you're getting folded.
Wow,
bro,
those are hands. Hands are flying.
I wouldn't know. Nah, actually, I'd probably freeze.
Nah,
I'd probably just freeze for 10 minutes.
I was just like, I have to fight you. Like, you have to. I have to get aggressive with you because what the fuck is that?
I'm definitely doing 3 years.
You know, what I'm
mostly
saying?
Mad about the bar. Like, don't drop a JT.
A fucking JT.
You're not gonna do that.
I had no frills, my nigga.
Not in front of my kids, bro.
No. And then to walk off.
Okay, what did you? Okay.
My nigga, as a kid, fuck what my dad did.
Okay. I was like, fuck
as a kid,
nigga.
I was like, yo, did you just drop a JT line on my dad? I knew the situation was fucked. I'm like, yo,
this
you
guy's
just hit
out
him.
Of his fucking mind right
he
now.
Didn't say sorry. He didn't recognize it. And you're dropping JT lyrics. Something's up with this nigga.
No way.
Bro, my dad didn't even know what to do. As a kid, I saw my dad like, yeah, I wouldn't know.
That was the first time
like,
I seen my dad stumped. Yeah. Okay, what's next? What do I do with this?
Yo, my dad was hot.
Bro,
my dad was H-O-T.
Nah, that guy, I'm...
He deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely bold.
Yo.
If nothing else.
He was fucked with the cart thing, jacked. But he made up for it with the JT bar.
Yeah.
In my books.
In my books, yeah. Like, he was definitely good when he dropped the JT bar because it was just a checkmate move. It was just like, bro, you fell for my trap. Did it hurt? Yes. Cry me a river.
He let him into that. He had to set him, nigga. He knew what he was going for. He knew his goal.
Me a river.
He's like, yo, I'm hitting him with this fucking JT bar. Oh, set up.
Yo.
Did it hurt?
Oh my
god. Yeah.
Gosh.
This nigga good. Threw the fucking fishing rod.
Grabbing a fucking river, nigga.
Yo, did it hurt? To this day, I know that bothers my dad. I should call him and be like, yo,
for sure.
Cry me a river.
Forget about that.
The fuck?
Oh, you're getting dripped up.
Oh, man.
You're sure.
Hang up the phone, call someone banging on your door. Like, what the fuck?
If I call him and ask him right now, like, yo, do you remember that time that nigga dropped the JT lyric on you?
You probably know.
Yo, he hates that song, probably. Because that song was pop.
Yo, that was peak JT.
Oh, was like, oh, so it was the hit at the
that
time.
That song was on Billboards already.
It was peaking.
Damn.
Man.
Bro, it was on the charts.
That shit was funny. My dad was tight, though. He started cussing him and shit.
Yo, the thing is, I think we'll probably just listen to it on the way over.
Yeah.
What's another movie with a series that's as long as F9?
Lord of the Rings. But Lord of the Rings is
They stopped at what?
Yeah, it's not about like four.
Oh, did they?
Saw was up there. Yeah. Saw, I know. I'm like, all right, guys.
Final Destination.
Saw five.
Was it five? I feel like more six.
Are we counting remakes? Because I think
Lord of the Rings is just mad long.
They got remakes?
Yeah, I think they're doing a new Saw.
A new Saw, yeah, I heard of that.
Bro, after like three, I'm like, all right, who's that guy again?
Is there more? Yeah.
Yo, Avengers me, nigga? What happened?
Ooh, there's five Final Destinations. That's good.
Five?
Yeah, that's all right. Didn't mind. It was just a gruesome way of just like, this is a movie about ways you can die.
Yeah,
that's what I looked at. I'm like, all right, I fuck.
There's always really intense ways, bro. Like,
yeah,
and it was like towards the end, I'm like, okay,
it's like riding a roller coaster. The next roller coaster across the street from you breaks down. That one bar flies and crashes.
Yeah, it's
head.
Literally like, just a scene, bro. It's just like, I'm like, all right,
if I die like that, that's guys, fucking what the fuck.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah.
If all that has to happen,
hey God, how did I die? Oh, just you're on a roller coaster.
Solo, right? Sit down. Yeah, 10 parts to this.
Let me paint this picture for you.
10 things lined up perfectly.
So it started off.
Same time, nigga. So get this. Lord of the Rings, though, when I finally watched it, it was really solid. I didn't watch movies like that because I just didn't have my attention there.
Yeah, they're long.
Harry Potter was mad long, too. And them niggas is like 12 deep.
HP, though.
HP, though.
There's series. Not 12 Harry Potter. Can,
well,
there's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, shit.
Really?
8 Harry Potters?
8. There's a long ass
movie. Bro, how many fucking?
I did not know that.
8 films.
Bro, I only watched... 2.
Yeah, that's massive.
I got to 3 and then I'm like, all right.
Yo, trust me, I had a Harry Potter marathon with my man Kevin have a birthday. We did it on his birthday.
My man Kim.
Okay.
Watched it on his birthday.
I'm going to do that.
Bro, it's from top to finish. It's really wavy. You get it. You understand it. You're like, yo, what the fuck? And these niggas is really scrapping over real shit. You feel me?
Yeah, bro.
Niggas stealing my own potion and shit.
Just fighting over bitches and shit. It's crazy.
I'm doing this weekend in between, you know. Shout out to Disney Plus. They added Proud Family on that thing.
Oh, that's always been that.
You saw that? Ben did that.
I got, yeah.
You did it?
Yeah. I did it.
It comes out of my bank every day.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold you. I did it. And I was just letting it rock for like the first couple months I was out. And I was just seeing it on my bills. I'm like, yo.
I got up before the trial was up still, you feel me?
Nah, I paid like 2 months with it. Now it's because I was watching shit and I was just catching up with shit. Then I finished all the shows I wanted to and like, I saw another one. I'm like, nah, I'm out. But I didn't get to Phil of the Future. That was my shit. But it was a little bit more like...
That was always just like if I'm if I'm by the TV. Like,
I can,
yeah.
I never put on phone.
So I couldn't pay for that. You know, that's the Raven. I had to body that.
Yeah.
And they need to put on Corey in the house.
Come on.
Smart guy had to body
Corey
that.
Corey in the house.
Yeah.
I'll drop $4.95 for that.
Yo, but I swear there's more episodes of Smart Guy.
Nah,
I smoked them all. I
looked at it, I was like, I swear it looked so short. I feel like it was so long.
I smoked them shit. Yeah, I was watching it like on the road. I was actually using my device and I'm like, yo, damn, all right, this is a phone.
Oh, yeah,
my shit is actually sideways, nigga.
Yeah.
My phone is barely sideways.
Yeah. Yeah, man. See, again, we sound like some old niggas, bro.
Yeah, that's my show. Hey. That's on Cartoon.
This is when I'm paying for it. Don't know nothing. But Cartoon's not on TV, though.
But like, nah, like on some G shit, what do you guys have? Tell me.
Rick and Morty is a cartoon.
That's not for kids, nigga.
That's not for kids. Yeah, it's adult cartoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I forgot they're two different categories.
What was the question?
Kids cartoons.
What crazy cartoons the kids have now?
Today.
Yo, we have Magic School Bus.
Magic School.
Bro, I learned shit on Magic School Bus.
Come on,
I was thoroughly entertained.
The list is so long, bro. Like,
yeah, I feel like they have like if anything that we had that they have that we had as kids is like the 15th generation.
Where's that?
It's like Pokemon.
I'm following
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon's
still airing, but it's like It's like no.
Bro, our Pokemon. Bro, our Pokemon was sick. Pokemon was coming out, nigga.
Bro, that's just hard.
Man, oh, who the fuck is that? Charizard, nigga? For the first time? Yeah. Right? Are you crazy? Bro, you can't just be born as already like 1,000 Pokemon.
But what I love like,
they rolled them out in my lifetime.
I love watching Pokemon and then that's watching Digimon like back to back. Just always having cartoons.
Bro, they dropping they're dropping Pokemon.
Bro, if you guys
I was there.
Yeah, yo, kids. Fuck them kids, man. If you guys are hype now because you guys have like Charizard XP, bro. I had the original. The Pikachu, nigga? Yeah. All right, bet.
The Pikachu.
That is the Pikachu. Yeah, that was a great time. When Pokemon 2000, the movie dropped, I was in. My dad, I said, Dad, bring me to the theater tonight.
Bro, we watch that as a family.
I remember that shit.
Dad, you're checking this shit out.
Yo, buy seven tickets.
My dad came out of that movie saying Pika Pika to everything, bro.
Y'all niggas didn't get the fucking Entei's though. Was the Entei's the Pokemon card for that movie or was it the next one?
No, Mewtwo was that one. No, 2000 was Lugia.
I can't remember. I know you got a card for everything. We definitely got
Entei was later
Entei,
on.
Entei was later
that,
on.
We saw that one up in Vaughn, I remember, with the UFO theater.
Bro, we just stopped by and ran in and got...
Like, I'm like, Dad, you like this shit. Or he was just like trying to chill or sleep for a minute. But that was a good little outing. Shout out to my dad.
You right, Lugia.
Yeah, Lugia.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. I'm a Pokemon confidant. Okay. I don't remember
it's
that.
It's my life, bro. I used to know every single
the
song,
the first
bro.
Movie was Mewtwo, though.
Yeah, the
before
first
we're talking
movie.
Talking about Pokemon 2000.
Yeah, when Ash got turned to stone. Yeah, that was, I shed a tear for that
yo,
one.
Don't,
one
yo, don't spoil that. Charlie.
Loud that.
My bad.
But my nieces and shit, they be watching this nigga that saves, what is it? He's a firefighter or something?
Oh, and he has dogs? Is the guy with the dogs? No, that's Paw Patrol. That's a different shit.
Paw Patrol, yeah that's what it is.
Yo, Paw Patrol go crazy.
Paw Patrol or Pup Patrol?
It goes crazy. Paw Patrol. You know what he used to read? Yeah. You know, Weekenders. The Weekenders was
sick. My niece be watching that shit?
Yeah.
I just be like, let me see what's up. Bro, it's fire, dog.
Nah, I'm not going to hold you. There's a lot of wavy shows that we had. There's some now that I fuck with, but like, it's hard to name. Like, we can just name them all, but maybe because that time's done, so we have our list now, sort of say, you know? So maybe.
Rugrats,
but,
nigga, are you crazy?
We saw them niggas.
Bro,
y'all niggas didn't see DW raise up. I saw DW speaking English and then learning French, nigga. I was
The Rugrats congrats. Movie probably had the greatest soundtrack.
Bro, the adult orange cassette, nigga.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Bro, that show was the reason I learned time. I'm like, when does this shit come on?
Yeah.
Take me
ground up.
Yeah, bro.
So hard.
Oh, bro. Man. Even the original fucking the Grinches and shit, when we got those movies dropping, like those were wavy too. Was it Jim Carrey as the Grinch?
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Oh, hell yeah. Man.
Shout out Jim Carrey.
We had some good actors. Like now that I appreciate movies a little more. Like I was always into movies as a kid. We would always watch them with our parents and shit, but like now that I go back, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This was Jim, like the Butterfly Effect. When we watch that was a movie before
crazy.
Our time.
I fell in love with that joint.
Yeah.
Butterfly Effect.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yo, wait. Let me.
I actually watched it.
I should bump.
I think I watched it. I watched it for the first time last year.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah. Like I've only seen like parts of it as a kid because it was like my sisters wouldn't let me watch the whole thing, or my parents were just being punks. That shit really good.
That's a concept.
Yeah.
Came to my head. I'll be like, oh.
That's a wild concept.
I got it.
Nah, I never
that movie
this.
Could do 100.
It's a good
watch
movie.
All of them.
I'm gonna watch it.
Watch that. Yeah, Make Butterfly 2000. They gotta
damn,
watch it.
33 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Solid. Nah, they're tricky.
Yo,
they're
it doesn't solid. Matter, bro. They're always solid.
Hitting. Yo, Sheldon, you did this last time. I thought I proved you.
No,
wrong.
I get it, but I'm just it's there though.
Yo,
I'm
man,
just,
sometimes yeah, you
I'm
gotta,
not bro, I don't believe in that. For
bro, you gotta be your own review for this movie.
When you're like, it was bad on Rotten Tomatoes.
Bro,
damn,
we're
about to
lot of
see, we're about to go see a movie, and you're like, "Yo, it's low on the tomatoes." I'm like, "Nah, like, yo, trust me, like,
bro, it's for you, bro.
Yeah, it's for you.
Don't come with that energy, bro.
Bro, yeah. My Rotten Tomatoes, 100%.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I do check it though. I hear you.
You
I
guys
do check
are
it.
All like, it's so good. I feel
no,
like
I literally, it's true. If I watch if I watch a trailer and I'm intrigued, and I watch the movie.
Okay, you know what?
I ain't tapped in.
I'm gonna see what that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Audience score is an 81.
There you go.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's a small group of human beings writing some shit. Mm-hmm.
And shit. I wonder what is the tomato score? What does it consist of then?
It's their advisors. It's like their,
just how they feel.
They have like,
Oh, so it's like
how they write.
They're writers, like they're writers. Oh,
okay. Okay. How can you judge creativity, huh?
Yeah.
Right?
Like it's still it's your perception.
Especially if you don't get it.
It hits everybody differently.
Art. That's like you going to rate in this fucking art piece when this nigga can go just make his piece worth $2 million. And you're gonna look at it and say, bro, that's worth a bill.
Someone else was speaking.
Oh, I think I think the piece is here. Hold on. Hello?
Can you open the
door? Oh, say less.
Shut up, Serge Ibaka, man.
I was just thinking about that.
God.
Holy fuck.
Yo, if you're not outside, let's go, bro.
I was just thinking about that.
Wake your ass up. If you're not outside tomorrow or whenever this shit drop and you ain't wearing no scarf, you ain't a freaking Toronto Raptor.
You got a scarf game?
I'm going to get a scarf game now.
Bae, the name's Scarf.
Really?
You love your
camouflage.
Yeah. I don't want a scarf.
Really?
Neither do
I.
I've always wanted to get these, like, this brand Capital has one where it kind of like, just like, it's like a bow tie, essentially.
Right.
It just slides into itself. I want to cop one of those, but it's too expensive.
Yo, once you're 27, it's like, yeah, it's scarf time.
Yo,
that's when you start your scarf collection.
Yeah. Scarf and gloves and toques.
I got toques. I need to get on my glove game, my scarf game.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find a good glove that I can wear that keeps my hand warm and still lets me use my phone, but they don't exist.
You'll make that, brother.
You know how hard that's gonna be? Literally replicating your skin.
Man. A grown conversation for real.
Boy, looking cute over here with those boxes.
Trying to take it easy.
Trying to wrap this thing up. But first, we got to do the chain giveaway thing. So,
If this is your YouTube name, then I guess message us on random.
Shoot a message on Twitter.
On Twitter.
Twitter DM.
DM, yeah. Okay. So,
if you have Twitter.
Yeah.
It's all right. Very complicated. So, if this is your YouTube name, then go to Twitter and.
Yeah.
Can we just DM YouTube? Maybe a Twitter. Maybe we could DM, but no one checks their YouTube DMs.
Think of it. You're literally telling. You're saying,
if this is your YouTube name,
maybe email. Should we tell them email?
Yeah, or leave a comment saying I don't have Twitter. Or something like that.
Yo,
I got it. Next time.
If this is your YouTube name, just contact them somehow.
Yeah. There you go.
And if you. If you don't see this, then like it's
if we don't get it to her, we'll know.
Yeah, you got 3 days of claim. Yeah. That shows you how low you are. That's the only way we're not writing it over.
Yeah.
If we hear this, reach out to us somehow.
Get at me.
You ain't gonna get out. It's a free chain, nigga.
You got work for that shit.
You got three days to figure it out.
All right, so
thank you for tuning into the
audio
exclusive.
Yeah, I ain't saying names.
Nah, fuck that. Next time. Yo, this pizza smells great.
Yo,
I smell it.
Say the fucking name.
All right, so the two winners are Raina Jenks and Jay Collins. You guys won.
What's Raina Jenks' comment?
Her comment was, I didn't fuck that shit. You wouldn't know. That's all I'm
saying.
Raina,
we've been around.
We just hung out.
Yeah. Her name
she just said, yeah.
Yeah. She's a proud supporter.
That's why we chose her, man.
Shout out to you. And the other comment said, like,
Jay Collins said, I need that chain.
That's it. And we did it.
I feel that.
I'm sorry, guys. We about to start night on Earth.
And get that pizza. Yo, go to Apple Podcasts and drop 5 stars and a great review. Say all good shit. Also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud.
Yup.
4YE.ca. We going crazy.
Yup.
And any
random order merch on the way.
Yup.
Oh, education. Tell everyone about the podcast. Tell them it's an everything podcast about everything.
What?
Follow us on Instagram, Random Order Show.
Yup.
And I think that's it. Everyone's standing up right now. Birdman.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.